is looking back at me. It might be.
And you're inside my fix it up life, and I have a pretty face looking at me, and it's my husband.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Oh, yeah.
That was very nice. That was very nice.
Oh, yeah.
No, thank you. I've already got one. And it is a very nice.
You know, you make me laugh every time you do that. It's
do you know what I'm talking about?
It's completely old for everybody else.
I thought you was talking about me with a pretty face.
You know what? That's it. Here we go.
If you were here, I would say that.
God bless you.
Because we're sitting here with Ed Sanders from Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and he's gorgeous.
Wow.
Now, if you...
That's it.
I feel honored.
If you don't watch the program...
Now Sanders and I have to fight. Put your headset down.
Put your shirt back on.
Actually, let's do it with the headset on so we can capture the tape.
Okay, great, cool.
Yeah, we're going to live stream that, yeah.
Thud.
Uh-huh. No, but if you don't watch the program, you have to watch the program. If you... You have a website, too, don't you?
We have actually just... We didn't speed up to the age of the internet with the show. We've just the last couple of years kind of cottoned on that it's good to have a website. We've always had the website, but we've really done a lot more with it now. More interactive, more videos that don't make it on the show, more interaction with the fans, letting the fans know where we're going to be. It's working good for us now, the website.
Oh, that's great.
So you're too busy building the 200 houses that you guys have built over the course of, like, what, the last 7 or 8 years?
It feels like about 25.
To build a website?
Well, that's the thing. You kind of thought we would have got the idea of it, but, again, this website really has now cottoned on because everyone's moving towards the internet. And
right.
It makes perfect sense.
Sure.
And it just gives the viewer a little bit more that they can't usually see on the show because we shoot so much footage, and it's only a 44-minute show, an hour of TV.
Oh, you must have hour upon hour upon hour of priceless stuff.
There's a lot of good stuff that don't make air, but that's what the website's for, so the fans can get to see a little bit
more. That's pretty cool. I like that.
And we're Facebooking now, and we're doing stuff with all of that, so it's great.
Oh, yeah, we follow you guys on Twitter. You guys have a Twitter thing, too.
I'm still getting used to that old Twitter.
I think it's like the initials for the show, EMHE.
You actually probably know more than I
think that's what it is.
Yeah, I bet you guys have like 100 fans on Facebook.
Yeah, 101 at least.
What was the last count? 550,000.
Like I said, 550,000.
Just like at my Fix It Up Life, yeah.
Nearly as many as you.
Nearly as many
We're
as we.
We're getting there.
Yeah, you're getting there.
That's
you know?
It.
Can I just say, this is the highlight of these trade shows for me now, coming over and seeing your two smiley faces.
Oh,
get out of here.
No, seriously, I do a lot of trade shows.
Give him $20.
Do you pay me now for that, or do I get it later?
I got to do it now. It's a cash transaction.
I'm dying to ask you.
Do you take $1,000 bills?
I do.
Okay, good.
And checks made out to me.
I read something that you started out as a drummer many years ago.
Not me.
No?
No. One of my first gigs, I've been doing TV for a long time.
Yes, you have.
But one of my first paying gigs when I was a child actor was as a drummer in a pop video.
So you played a drummer.
I played the drummer when he was a kid. Basically, the whole band was me and a load of other kids. We played the band. And the video was flashing back through time. And we actually filmed it at my school, where I went to school as a wee little lad.
So you were in a rock video. It was your first gig.
Hold on, I got to stop it, wee little lad.
I wouldn't say so much of a rock video.
Uh-huh. Was it like U2 or something? You know, like you were playing?
I could only wish it was U2.
Let's just say it is.
Let's just say it was a U2 video.
Yeah, it was. That's impressive.
It was impressive.
That's very impressive.
That's why I was bitten by the bug to be in TV. So I aspire to be in radio. That's where I really want to be, because you guys have got it all.
Well, we do.
We
get to spend
lucky.
Time together, you know, just hanging out, husband and wife. We talk about this stuff anyway.
Can I just ask you guys, because, you know, you are a couple and you do this. What's the secret of doing it? Because I'm sure my wife would probably kill herself if she had to be with me working every day.
I don't think so. There's probably thousands of women out there that would be dying to be with you all day long.
Yeah, that effect soon wears off. Trust me.
I love
like 3 hours of special effects makeup. You ain't seen me usually.
Do they just take you and just like cram you into a form and then you come out?
That would be, maybe that's season 24.
But your wife, she's a makeup artist, isn't she?
She was, bless her. She's
okay.
She's at home raising 4 kids now.
Okay.
4?
Yeah, we got...
Wasn't it 3 last time?
Oh,
no, we've got the triplets, but we've always had our big boy, Max.
Oh, all right.
So
all
the triplets are now 3.5, and 3.5-year-old triplets, I can't wait for puberty. I just can't wait when the hormones start going and boyfriends are knocking at the door. I just can't wait for that.
So here's a question for you.
Go on.
Do you have, because we have a 9-year-old girl.
Right.
I'm already ready for the boy to pull up. and he's got to go through a certain gauntlet. He can't beep the car. He's got to get out. He's got to come up to the door. He's got to look me in the eye.
And my favorite one.
Go on.
Which one is that?
He says that one of her boyfriends isn't going to make it. One of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Randomly, I'm just going to kill one of them. Just to keep her on her toes.
She's not going
to
say. He's not going to say which one.
And it's not based on anything.
Yeah. Let me ask you this: are you going to do the classic thing with you know, getting out an old antique gun and be cleaning it, or because a lot of dads talk about that? To me, I find medieval weaponry so much more. You know, I work with a lot of sharp tools.
So sure.
I just figure when the boyfriend walks in my office, I'm going to have my wife put, like, red velvet up behind my desk.
Oh,
chair.
That's hot.
And then loads of medieval weaponry, and I'm going to be sharpening outside while I'm talking to him. I think that sound of whoosh, whoosh, as I'm sharpening, talking to him, is a lot more effective than a gun.
Now, do you actually own an Iron Maiden?
I actually do have a very small Iron Maiden. It's a small miniature one.
No kidding. Is that for pets?
It's actually for, just for future boyfriends. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but yeah. It could be just, you know, smashing away a hot piece of metal when the boy walks in.
Oh, do some blacksmithing.
Yeah, I don't know, just something. The
shirtless
cliche.
I'm going to make sure that you two do not have each other's phone numbers later, because it's just going to be chaotic for these little girls.
Well, I tell you what, my wife used to specialize in special effects makeup, so I also thought about having a brother or a cousin being in the office, and she can make his face up like I've just beaten seven bells out of him and send him out to tell him to send the boyfriend in. And I'll be screaming
seven
and shouting. So, yeah.
Just all freaked out.
I'm not looking forward to it, man. Frightens the life out of me. The kids, the girls, the boys.
Well, they have the older brother.
He's 5 years older, so when they're 16, if they look like their mum, I'm in trouble, because 21-year-old boys are going to be not brothers, the friends of my
and
son.
And they'll be like, hi.
They won't be doing that.
One thing, maybe you should teach your son how to be a ninja. Ninjas are good at sneaking up on people.
Well, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. There's three of them, and they're just...
It's going to be relentless.
It's nerve-wracking now.
Do you have a big cage over your office door, like iron bars and stuff? Maybe they could close behind the child when he comes in. Then you're in there with the blacksmith stuff, and you're like, how you doing?
I think the best thing I ever heard from a dad was we did a show a while back with the WWE, and we had one of these massive wrestlers called The Big Show come down.
Oh, that guy's giant.
7'5", nearly 500 pounds. He's a big lad. And he's got this deep voice, massive hands like a bunch of bananas. And he said to us that when his daughter first brings a guy home, he's going to look him in the eye and say, whatever you do to her, I'm going to do to you.
Oh, my.
And this
goodness.
Guy is 7'5", 500 pounds. And you're like,
goodness.
And his voice. So I'm like, I'm just going to call him and say, come over. My wife's kids are bringing someone home.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You obviously love your children, and that's the most appealing thing. You know, we're joking around. All dads sit around. Hey, I'm going to have a gun. I'm going to have a spear.
I'm going to welcome them in with open arms. Of course.
Yeah, of course you're going to have a trap door underneath them just in case.
Your poor daughter.
Sorry, buddy.
Poor dads.
Yeah, they're going to slide down some chute.
All right, I'm going to change the topic.
Yeah, right, this is awesome.
You guys, it's just like getting out of control here. The last time we talked with you, you were working on a bunch of doors. For your house.
Oh, you had to ask me this.
So how? What happened with those doors?
Now, they're parked on top of the bus he's under right now.
I'm still actually working on the doors.
Really?
I actually just left my wood shop 2 days ago to come here. I'm on number 27. I do them in groups of five. And
yes.
Because of the show and other commitments and other parts of the house, the doors have taken me the best part of a year and a half. I've got 42 to build, and they're 8 foot tall, 3 foot wide, all raised panel, a lot of joinery.
Yeah.
I like doing, you know, old-fashioned joinery.
Yes.
Tenons and mortises and wedges and dowels. I'm on number 27, and to say my wife isn't happy that there's no bathroom or closet door or even master bedroom door.
So what are you doing in the meantime instead of having a door?
What are the makeshift options?
It's amazing what you can do with an old bed sheet in a door frame. It really is.
Now, is this just like the upstairs or like the master bathrooms, or is it like the powder room?
Like you're in Thumbscrews right now.
Brother, you've known the hassle these doors have given me.
Yeah.
You know what it's like. You're
Like,
I want to build this. I want to build that. I want to do this. I took on too much, and I'm happy to do it because I like to do my own stuff, but it's too much. You know, it's too much work.
Yes.
Now, how do you fit that? Yeah. I mean, seriously, I can't imagine how you could fit that in with having kids and a beautiful wife and working on Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
I don't know either, which is why we should have had people do that stuff for us.
Okay.
I've been doing joinery as long as I've been long. Well, not as long as I've been doing TV, but you know, 20 years.
And you can't let it go.
I just can't let go.
You can't hire somebody who, and they're awesome. They could probably build anything. You can't let it go.
To me, no one can build as well as I can build. And I know that's not true. There's lots of great craftsmen out there and women, but I know what I want, and I know how I want it to look, and I'm too anal when it comes to stuff that's joinery or wood-based.
Yeah.
Because I know what I'm doing. My wife's not happy.
I can't imagine she is happy. A year and a half?
It's
a long time.
This time next year, when I'm talking to you guys again... Don't bring up the doors.
I wrote it down on the palm of my hand.
Teresa, don't ask him about the doors.
I'm immediately going to wash off here in the Delta booth. We only have about 30 seconds left.
It's always been a pleasure.
For Ed Sanders from Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
And you have to check him out. If you don't know him, you have to check out his photo on the internet because he is gorgeous.
Wow. He alone is reason enough to watch the show.
It is, really is.
You guys are just full of compliments.
People always say that Paige is gorgeous, but Ed Sanders is the bomb. So we'll be back in just a minute.
With more My Fix It Up Live.
Looking back at me, might be not a conversation piece. It might be.